Welcome to part two of our extraordinary Christmas message from State of Social Media Marketing with me, Martin Broadhurst, and him, Mark Saxby.
I think you introduced yourself as me then.
Is that some sort of warning sign? Anyway, this is all about strategies, because one of the things that we talk about a lot with social media is strategies. But don't worry, this isn't going to be one of those boring Christmas messages where we say, make sure you do a LinkedIn update every day if you're going to make it a success. It's more than that. Strategies. So
we're talking Christmas strategies still.
Of course, yeah, we are Christmas strategies, because it is the season of goodwill and ho ho ho's to all men. So what's your Christmas? What's the question?
We were talking about the various strategies that you can have. So for instance, Christmas dinner strategy. You have a plate filled with turkey and mashed things and roasted things.
Whoa. Mashed things? What? Yeah, we don't have mashed things on anything on our Christmas dinner.
Well, you might have mashed Swede.
Swede? On Christmas?
Mashed Swede.
Do you have Swede? Seriously?
Yeah. What? I feel like I'm being judged now.
But what? So you have Swede? In Alverston?
No. Not an Alverston.
Oh, you're not accustomed to that, no. So you have Swede? Yeah, okay. What the veg do you have?
We're going off topic.
This isn't a good strategy, is it? It's got off topic.
No, I do blame you.
What's the question?
So then the question is, what do you go for first? Do you dig into them?
Always a roast potato.
Always a roast potato first. Are you one of these people that likes to have a sort of equal, you go around and do things in order, will you eat like all of your roasties first, or do you want to make sure that you've got a regular supply of roasties throughout the meal?
Nobody does that. Nobody eats all their roast potatoes first.
Some people are crazy, you know.
Crazy for roasties.
Crazy in love. That's what Beyonce sang about roast potatoes.
Crazy in love for roast potatoes. Yeah, I mean, I can understand that, as long as they're not those kind of ones from the shop, you know, like kind of Aunt Bessie's. There's nothing wrong with Aunt Bessie's. Don't sue me.
Other than you've just said that you don't like them. I mean, there's nothing wrong with them, except I don't like them.
I mean, that's true. I do quite like the Yorkshire puddings, actually, especially the giant ones, but you don't get, I mean, that would be my dream Christmas dinner. A giant Yorkshire pudding with everything else in it, you know, like the roast potatoes and the stuffing and no Swedes. What are Swedes? Or Norwegians. You know, carrots, gravy, Christmas pudding.
I don't think Christmas pudding and gravy, I don't think that works.
Can I just ask the question, which is probably on everyone who's listening to this lips, but well, the other, obviously.
When are we going to stop?
That was the first question. What the heck am I wasting my time listening to? Have you ever tried gravy and roast potato, gravy and Christmas pudding?
No.
Case closed.
Cakes closed.
Case closed. Cake closed. Whatever. Oh gosh, this, you know, we suggested we should have a part two.
I mean, to be honest, I felt this fell away halfway through part one.
Yeah.
I think you suggested part two. I suggested we start again.
That's true, actually. But I'll be less honest. If we started again, it would have been just as bad as if we'd have had a part two. Should we finish with the song? Let's finish with the song. I think
Which
it's always fun. What's that classic Christmas song? You know, one that's, you know, kind of gets into your heart.
I say boom, 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 let me hear say whoa by the Out Here Brothers.
I was thinking more, we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I forgot the words. It's easy to do.
Merry Christmas from Status Social Media Marketing.
Merry Christmas.